Eternal and loving Father, we come to you as your children, as your word promises that we ask anything in your name in faith, you will receive it. Help us, Lord, to trust in your promise that we have already received what we have been asking in our prayers. We thank you for the numerous blessings that you shower upon us every day, Lord, the gift of life, the family and the friends that we have. We thank you for all the health and strength that we enjoy in our lives. Thank you for the opportunity that you give us to fellowship together, even though it is online now. Help us, Lord, to be thankful for all the things that we enjoy every day. We also lift up those needs that we have worries and burdens about. We especially pray for those people who are affected by this coronavirus disease around the world and particularly in our country and our community. We pray that you bring an end to this pandemic and also to find a solution to this problem through some vaccines. And we particularly pray for those who are fighting this in the front lines, our doctors, nurses, and the medical professionals who are working day and night serving people who are affected by this. Help us, Lord, to be thankful for all the work that they are doing, but also for our frontline workers, our grocery line product supporting the grocery clerks and the stocking people, and also the people who are delivering our stuff every day, and the farmers who are producing our food. We pray for those trash workers who are taking our garbage. We pray for those people who are doing a lot of things that we are not even thinking about at this time. Even though we are closed up in our homes, there are people who are working day and night for supporting us. We thank you for their service, Lord, and we continue to thank them for their service as well, Lord. Bless us, Lord, to be grateful during this time, and help us, Lord, to be more faithful for your work in this world, and also to be a blessing to the community around us, Lord. We particularly pray for Ruby, who is affected by the weather problems and also by the disease in the ICU in Mississippi. We pray that you bless her with your peace and her family with your presence and comfort them. We pray for JC's family as they are grieving at the death of their dear one during this time. Comfort them with your peace. We pray for those who are still struggling in their family with the disease and in the hospitals, that we will heal them according to your grace and time, and bring your presence and comforting peace to those people as well. We pray for Martha and Jack as they are continuing with their treatment programs. Lord, we pray that you will strengthen them in their body and in their spirit and heal them, Lord. And we also pray for Jean, who has been recovering from her sickness, and thank you for the healing that you have provided her. And we continue to pray for all of those who are listed in this prayer list, and also the ones that who we haven't mentioned or we don't know about. We pray that you will bring them all the blessings that they need according to your mercy, according to their needs. We pray that you will bless us as a church, to hold us each other in our prayers, and to support each other in the ministry that you have called us to do. Another year that you have given me with this church to be faithful in this ministry together. Help us, Lord, to do an effective ministry, to bring more people to Christ. Above all, to bring happiness and joy in the people who need it most. We thank you for your presence in our midst. Bless us as a church in this service, that your name will be lifted up and your people be blessed, so that we can glorify your name in the days to come. We thank you for all those people who have joined together in this service today. Bless us with your word, that we will be filled with the power of the Holy Spirit as we depart from this service. We pray all this prayer in the name of the one who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. It's our offertory time now. You can see, it will be displayed on the screen. We use this time as we sing the offertory song. Please take this time to get up and write a check and mail it to the address displayed on the screen. Or you can text us or text me or Gail. We can pick up it if it is cash. Whatever way is available, please let us know. Gail, you can put up the... Yeah, that's our mailing address. Use this time to mail, put that in an envelope during this offertory time. At the same time, please let us know if anybody is in need of financial support of any kind. Please call me at that number listed on the screen or text me. We will make arrangements for their support. May God bless us. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for all the blessings that you shower upon us daily, Lord. Even in the midst of uncertainty, you have been good to us. We bring a portion of what you have given us back to you for the blessing of this world and for the ministry of our church. We thank you for those who have given today and pray for those who could not give today, Lord. Bless both of them and love them according to your time and will, and bless them, Lord, according to their need. We thank you again for the blessed service that you have given us, Lord. Continue to bless us with your presence. Let your name be lifted up and your people blessed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, Jace will be reading from the scripture. It is taken from the Gospel according to John chapter 20, verses 24 through 31. It is our tradition that we stand up when we read the Gospel. So if you are able, wherever you are, as a respect for the Word of God, please stand for the reading of the Word.
Now Thomas, also known as Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples. So other disciples told him, "You have seen the Lord." But he said, unless I see nail marks in his hands, and put my finger where his nails were, put my hand by into his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was one of them. Then the doors were locked. Jesus came, stood among them, and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said, "Put your finger here. See my hands? Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas said to him, "My Lord, my God." Then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not believed and who have not seen and yet believe." Jesus performed many other signs in his presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, Son of God, and that by believing you have life in his name. Thanks, God.
Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Thank you, Jace, for reading the scripture. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for the word that you have given us for our life and spirit. Bless us, Lord, as we come before your word, so that we can have a humble spirit and an obedient mind. So whatever you ask us to do, we will obey. Bless us, Lord, with your power as we depart from our service, so that we can experience the power of your word in our lives, so that we can also become a source of blessing to this world and to others and our neighbors. Bless us as we meditate from your word. Open our hearts and illumine our souls so we can see the mysteries hidden in your word and understand it and experience it in our lives. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Rock and our Redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So today is the Sunday after Easter. I hope you all had a great Easter celebration, and even though we were all under lockdown, the good news is that Jesus is not locked down. And the grave could not contain him. He opened the grave and he rose from the dead. That is the power. That the power that we experience in our lives as people who believe in the resurrection. We are resurrection people. But we live in a real world where we cannot always experience or witness that power, because there are times around us that are trying and that are pulling us down, sometimes burdening us with worries and fears. So today, the second Sunday after Easter, we are reading, we just read from the scripture where Thomas, who was one of the apostles, was not there when Jesus appeared to the disciples. When they told him that they saw Jesus in his resurrected body, Thomas did not believe it. So we all know the story about Thomas. Whenever we talk about him, we call him the doubting Thomas. Well, he doubted if Jesus really rose from the dead. So he said, unless I see him with my eyes and put my hands in his wounds, I would not believe. And that's why we all call him with the known phrase everybody knows, doubting Thomas. There was a man who actually thought he had a mental problem, and he thought he was dead, when really he was alive. So this is a delusion.